The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Nola O'Mahony is with me, as is Stephen Devine, both of whom have made Austin home. You're very welcome, gentlemen, to our studio here in the Lone Star State. Noel, you're here 24 years, is that right?
I am indeed, yeah.
So 24 years. How has the city and the environs changed in that time?
Well, I guess the biggest change is that the population has probably doubled in the 24 years since I've been here. You know, the downtown landscape has dramatically changed with, you know, the skyscrapers you see now that simply weren't there 24 years ago. You know, when we first arrived, I was expecting, you know, John Wayne on the plane type, you know, sagebrush, you know, flying through the streets. But the scenery...
It's kind of what I was expecting.
So you weren't expecting the sheer number of lakes and greenery that you
Do you know what? A few of us said that on the plane. I know we all kind of strike ourselves as kind of naive now, but I kind of thought it would be a bit more dust bowlish.
Yeah, true. So, I mean, for a city that's grown so much, it still has a lot of charm in that it's very, very wooded and you know, lush, at least this time of year. You mightn't say the same thing in the middle of summer when it's, you know, 60 days straight of, 40 degrees Celsius. So it's that tends to be taxing.
And what's the consequence of the population getting that big in that short space of time? How has it changed the city?
Well, getting around is much more difficult, right? Traffic and traffic jams have become an absolute nightmare compared to what it was, you know, 20, 24 years ago. So that's one big obvious change. You also have a lot more of, a nastier element in town now. There's a lot more, hardly a day goes by where there isn't some kind of a shooting going on. That didn't happen 24 years ago, right? So there's a lot more crime, a lot more serious crime, I think. Mm. And that's just a byproduct of, you know, the really rapid growth that Austin's gone through.
So, Stephen, how did you end up in Austin? You're here a lot for a lot shorter period. What is it, 3 years?
3 years now, yeah, just coming up in 3 years. So I met my wife, Ashley, in London. I was in London for about 10 years before this. She was a Houstonite, so not too far down the road in US terms anyhow, just 3 hours, like. But we met there, and then her plan was always kind of come back here. She worked in tech. We were going to move to Houston. Obviously, Austin is tech capital altogether, yeah. So that's what brought us up to Austin.
So how do you like Austin?
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed my time in London as well, but coming from London, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. I think Houston would be a much different experience, but Austin, you know, even just the size of the Irish base here in itself, first thing I'd done was reach out to Celtic Cowboys, you know, GA Club.
Yeah, we spoke to Pat earlier, Pat Dobe, who's instrumental in setting that up.
Yeah, massively. So, I mean, that's the first thing I done when I came here, and all of a sudden you realise there's a massive Irish community here as well, you know. And I say a massive, tight-knit more so than anything. So networking, getting to know people, you know. And that way, for myself, I made a fairly seamless transition, you know.
Noel, how important is it, you know, when you're setting down roots as long as you have in a place like this, that there is some connection to home through a kind of community like that?
Well,
Surprise, there isn't a Cork community. They're probably...
because of the Dell connection.
Or worse, they'll have a West Cork community. You know what they're like.
We're overrun with Limerick, that's the problem. You're right, we need more Cork, for sure. But it's vitally important, you know. It is, you know, very cliched, but the first thing you do when you land in a new place is you go to the biggest and best Irish pub to see who's around, who you can, you know, meet and befriend, and then kind of get to know the lay of the land. So having that connection and having that, you know, local network is very important. Obviously, the more you live in a place and you know, expand your roots, as it were, you rely on it a little bit less and less, but it's still critically important, you know, for everyone who...
And Stephen, we're heading up the road, as it were, to Boston after this for the end of the week, kind of Thursday and Friday. It's a city, obviously, that wears its Irishness really on its sleeve. You know, it's kind of front and centre, and it's everywhere you turn. I mean, outside of that Irish community, I mean, is the Irish-American thing as strong as that here? You know, in terms of, like, you know, the kind of, oh, I'm Irish, that type of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you
huge.
Still get that? Yeah, okay.
Absolutely huge, yeah. I mean, if you're actually from Ireland. Now, to be fair, in Austin, less so. If I was in Houston, I'm Irish. It's like, are you? You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah, my great-grandmother was Irish. You know, so yeah. There is that element of it. But I think in Austin is very multicultural, I suppose. You have a lot of nationalities here. So there's kind of more of an understanding of that. I think you would get more that kind of mindset in different places, 100%. Mm. But maybe less so in Austin, I think.
What are the recommendations, Noel, when people get off the plane then for a visit? Not so much to move here. The recommendation, they move here, obviously, get in touch with those Irish communities,
right, yeah.
And everything else. What about people like ourselves? When people are visiting and they reach out, Noel, what will we do?
So there's a lot of stuff just outside the city that's really interesting. So the Hill Country, you know, it's a really pretty part of Texas. It's undulating hills, has some really nice historical, like German-style towns, you know, that are really hold on to that German heritage.
Wow.
There are some wineries outside Austin that are actually, you know, pretty cool to visit. Not that the wine is any good, but it's actually a kind of a cool thing to experience. You know, Go to a gun range, fire a gun.
And it's funny, a fella got in touch, and Dad takes it in from Ennis. Was it Dave in Ennis, Dave, if you're still listening a little bit earlier, who said absolutely go to a gun range.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a unique experience to fire a M16 or an AK-47 or something, you know, and put that, chalk it off your bucket list, you know. So besides that, yeah, I think the city itself has, you know, kind of a limited number of things that everyone should do. But outside of that, there's a lot of things you can do just outside the city. Just get in a car and go visit the lakes and the parks outside Austin. It's really, really pretty.
Stephen, what are your recommendations? M16s, AK-47s, shoot a cow with a bazooka. That's going to Southeast Asia, I think.
No, that's all out there. But I suppose just in the city, I wouldn't have done as much exploring at all just yet.
Yeah, you're here 3 years.
3 years? But like, time flies, you know. It's if you're in around Zilker Park, it's absolutely gorgeous. Like, you know, if you look up music, there's always something going on somewhere. Like, it's the scene is just massive, you know, for those very socially minded and all the rest. There's plenty of nightlife and all that kind of thing. You know, and you can get whatever you want.
You should definitely go two-stepping. You should definitely go to the Broken Spoke and try get your cowboy boots on and go two-stepping.
Well, yeah, obviously you've never seen me dance, Noel. That's all I say. my wife is petrified at the thought that somebody outside Ireland might actually see it too. Noel O'Mahony, listen, thanks a million, Noel, for joining us.
No
Stephen Devine as well. Stephen, thanks a million for popping into studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.